importante organización mundial. Él por primera vez representa las Islas del Pacífico. Es la primera vez que hay un presidente de las Islas del Pacífico, de las bellísimas islas de la Polinesia Francesa. Es el embajador de Fiji ante Naciones Unidas, pero ya estuvo en el PNUD, ya trabajó también con el tema del Fondo de Población de Naciones Unidas, y hoy es invitado de honor por ser el presidente del General Assembly. President Thompson, hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Welcome to Cartagena.
Thank you very much, it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, you have a beautiful sea also in Fiji. Beautiful
place.
Thank you. La primera pregunta para el presidente es, a las 5 de la tarde se firma el acuerdo. Después de esto, él, ¿cómo ve el futuro de Colombia?
Mr. President, today at 5, the signing of the peace process will take place. After this, how do you see the future of Colombia?
Well, can I say from the outset that the world is overjoyed with this achievement of peace in Colombia? And we know what the huge potential of Colombia is. It's such a beautiful part of our planet, Colombia. And I think the future of Colombia will be very strong from here on.
El futuro de Colombia es uno muy fuerte, en las palabras que utiliza el presidente. El mundo está expresando alegría por este acuerdo y, bueno, le espera un futuro muy con muchas promesas por el potencial que tiene el país, que según el presidente es una parte muy bella del mundo.
Mariana, él acaba de iniciar su periodo y va a estar en este año, y este año justamente es el más importante a la hora de revisar el desminado y el desarme de las FARC. ¿Qué va a hacer su Asamblea General para colaborar con este monitoreo de las Naciones Unidas?
Mr. President, this is a very important year for Colombia, the implementation of the peace process, of the demining process, and you are going to be the president of the General Assembly. What does the General Assembly plan to do? How does it plan to collaborate in this important mission that lies ahead of our country?
Well, as I'm sure you know, the United Nations is going to have a leading role during the implementation phase of the peace agreements. You know, that means that we're going to follow what has been agreed under point 6 of the agreements, which is that we're going to be the supervisor of the demobilization, the disarmament, and the reintegration process in Colombia. The Security Council has already voted and approved that unanimously. So we've got a political mission which will be tasked with monitoring and verifying the ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities, so we're ready to act now.
Ellos están listos para supervisar que todo lo que tiene que hacer la misión observadora de la ONU pues se haga en términos de supervisar el desarme, el desminado y la implementación del proceso de paz. Ya que el Consejo de Seguridad ha autorizado semejante misión, ellos se encargan de que la misión se lleve a cabo exitosamente.
Una figura política colombiana, Miguel Gómez, quien pues tiene críticas al proceso, ha dicho que no es preciso decir que las Naciones Unidas estarán vigilando el cumplimiento del cese al fuego, que quien va a vigilar ese cumplimiento es la Comunidad de Estados Latinoamericanos y Caribeños, que es la CELAC. Quisiera que nos precisara, ¿quién vigila el cumplimiento del proceso en Colombia, es la ONU, las Naciones Unidas o la CELAC, que es la Comunidad de Estados Latinoamericanos y Caribeños?
Mr. President, there is a political figure in Colombia that says that in reality those who will be overseeing the implementation of the peace process is the CELAC, or the community of states of the Caribbean and Latin America. That's what he says, and not the UN. Could you please clarify that for us? Who is really going to oversee the implementation of the peace process?
All you have to do is address the point 6 of the agreements, because, as I've said, it's already there that the Security Council is seized with this. It's already voted and approved our political mission. And remember also that there's a paragraph 6.23 of the peace agreement where the government of Colombia and the FARC will be asking the United Nations through the General Assembly for a further political mission, going to mandate and verify the reintegration of the FARC and the implementation of measures of collective and personal protection and safety. So that's a solid part of the agreement, and we at the United Nations are ready to do our part, and I'm certainly very personally committed to facilitating the process.
No es sino que miremos el punto 6 del acuerdo, en el que explícitamente se dice que son las Naciones Unidas y esa misión la que se va a encargar de observar, digamos, la implementación del acuerdo, la reintegración de las FARC. Dice que la Asamblea General está totalmente comprometida y él como presidente personalmente se siente muy comprometido a que esa misión se lleve a cabo y que cumpla sus funciones.
Quiero reiterar una pregunta que he hecho a los invitados internacionales que están, y él como representante, uno de los máximos representantes de la comunidad internacional, ¿qué pensaría él si después de todo lo que va a pasar hoy, el domingo, los colombianos dicen no?
As a major representative of the international community, one of the most important, what would you think if on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Colombians vote no on the peace process?
Look, the international community we've demonstrated a keen engagement in the peace process in Colombia. And there's no doubt that what's about to happen in Colombia is going to be very historic. We expect it to be a boost for peace efforts around the world, with the Americas becoming a zone of peace. Of course, we have to respect the, and always will respect the will of the parties and the Colombian people. But I know that the world is with you all in this, and that after 5 decades of combat, that I'm sure that the right thing will prevail.
Él se siente seguro de que la decisión correcta va a ser tomada por los colombianos. La comunidad internacional ha estado, digamos, involucrada y llena de esperanzas con respecto al proceso de paz. Y digamos que él piensa que si el proceso de paz pasa, el plebiscito, si el acuerdo pasa, si sale un sí, eso va a ser como darle gasolina a otros procesos de pacificación alrededor del mundo. Entonces él espera que eso pase.
¿Cómo recibió la ONU la solicitud del presidente Juan Manuel Santos de una comisión de verificación adicional para el posconflicto?
How did the UN receive the proposal for an additional commission that will verify the post-conflict from the UN? That was a proposal we understand occurred. How did the UN receive this proposal?
We have it's two stages, right? The first stage is the Security Council approved political mission that will be monitoring, verifying the ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities. That'll be underway immediately. But the second one of us verifying the reintegration of the FARC and the implementation of the measures of collective protection and safety, we will be approached by the Colombian government, I would expect early next year, at which stage it will be my responsibility to put that before the General Assembly, and I would expect strong support from the General Assembly, because as you know, our mantra at the United Nations now is to facilitate peace and sustain peace in any way we can. So we will wait until we are approached by the parties from Colombia in early next year, is what I understand the time frame to be.
President Thompson, thank you very much for your support and for being in Cartagena. And again, congratulations for your beautiful country.
Thank you. But I would like to congratulate you and the Colombian people for this agreement. You know, it really does shine a light of hope around the world that areas of ongoing conflict that can look to Colombia and say there is a better way of doing things. And my thoughts are particularly with, you know, places like the people of Aleppo at this time and so on. So please pray for them as well. Thank you.
Thank you, President, and congratulations for your support on this peace process. Es el presidente del mundo, el presidente de la Asamblea General de las Naciones Unidas, Mariana. Un